Darren, did you know they opened a Target in Owingsville? My wife Deborah asked me excitedly. Grab the car keys and let's go check it out. I rolled my eyes. It was almost 6 in the evening and I had a long day at work. The prospect of an hour's drive there, 2 hours of shopping, and an hour's drive home wasn't appealing. They didn't open a damn Target in Owingsville, I replied curtly. Only about 2,000 people live there. Why in the hell would a multi-billion dollar corporation open a store in the middle of the sticks in a town that isn't big enough to support a McDonald's? Squealing wood on tile penetrated my ears as she pushed the bar still away from the kitchen counter. Her footfalls approaching my chair were heavy like a pouting child's. I should have known better than to start an argument with her about Target. She dropped something from above me. A glossy red mailer advertisement sailed through the air over the top of my head. I looked down at my lap to see the familiar red and white logo. The cluster of red-vested employees smiled up at me from the shiny cardstock. Target would like to welcome you to our newest location in Owingsville, Kentucky. Bring this ad to the registered for an additional 10% off of your first purchase. She worshipped the damn place. We lived in Lexington, Kentucky, and she made the rounds between all three. The clearance queen, she called herself. Deb would buy clearance items by the carload from any Target within a reasonable drive and resell them on Amazon. Retail arbitrage, I think she called it. Don't get me wrong. She made some decent money with it. We were middle-aged and empty nesters when she started. Her entire life had been devoted to raising the kids. When Dustin and Jessica left for college, she struggled a bit. Stirred around the house like a caged animal. I pushed her to find a hobby. It was a few years until I would retire. Most of her friends worked. That's when the Target clearance spree started. Owingsville is almost an hour away and there are 3 damn Targets here in town, I said, irritation building. Why do we need to drive out to the middle of nowhere to get what we could find in town? My wife went back to the kitchen and started washing the dishes. Every movement she made was exaggerated to show her displeasure. Cabinets closed so hard they were just shy of a slam. Glasses hammered on the counter so hard I expected to hear them shatter. She signed at least 3 times a minute.